This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Some areas in Italy are facing a rapid increase in coronavirus positives. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A virologist working in Milan tells the AP the nation has 2 weeks to stop the rising rate of transmission of coronavirus, or it risks following in the footsteps of European neighbours, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. Italian health officials have declared that resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, saying the surge, which hit pandemic highs of new daily infections this week, is not the result of record testing, as policymakers have suggested, but a sign of a real return among the population most at risk. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As those Italian health officials declare the resurgence of COVID-19 has reached an acute phase, a virologist on the front lines in the Lombard capital, Milan, tells the Associated Press Italy has 2 weeks to stop the spread or risk the following in the footsteps of European neighbors, where exponential spreads have ushered back harsh restrictions. He says already in Milan, the number of patients who are elderly or have other risk factors is growing, indicating a spread beyond the expansion seen in late September. A densely populated northern Greek region went into a new coronavirus lockdown Friday after scores of new infections this month. Greece's public protection agency said the curbs will remain in place until October 29th in Kozani region, home to some 150,000 inhabitants. The order shuts most businesses, including restaurants, cinemas, courts, retail shops, hair salons, and gymnasiums. Gilead Sciences has questioned the findings of a World Health Organization study, which concludes its COVID-19 drug remdesivir does not help patients who have been admitted to the hospital. By remote, this is VOA News. Iran issued a new warning to neighboring Armenia and Azerbaijan Friday after stray fire from their conflict over the Nagorno-Karabakh region wounded one person on the Iranian side of the border. The foreign ministry spokesman tweeted, quote, "If there is any repetition of such fire, the Islamic Republic of Iran will not remain indifferent," end quote. The tweet did not specify which side Tehran held responsible for the latest fire. A total of 10 rockets hit villages in an Iranian border county, wounding one person and destroying a building, Iran's official IRNA news agency reported. While there's been an ongoing back and forth between the United States and China, the U.S.'s northern neighbor is also experiencing rising tensions with China. The Chinese ambassador to Canada warned the Trudeau government Thursday not to grant asylum to Hong Kong residents fleeing a widely criticized national security law imposed by Beijing. Ambassador Tsang Pei-Wu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Protest against the Hong Kong and mainland Chinese government swelled last year, and Beijing clamped down on expressions of anti-government sentiment in the city with a new national security law that took effect June 30th. Malaysian police questioned Anwar Ibrahim Friday over his push to topple the government and become prime minister, with the opposition leader slamming the investigation as, quote, political harassment, end quote. The veteran politician announced last month he had garnered enough support from MPs to seize power from a shaky 7-month-old coalition led by Mujahideen Yassin. United Nations evacuation flights for migrants stuck in Libya have resumed after being suspended because of the global pandemic, the UN Refugee Agency said Friday. More than 150 people from Eritrea, Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan, including 15 children under 18 years old, flew to Niger later Thursday, where they are now in quarantine, the UN High Commission for Refugees said. Both UNCOR and the UN Migration Agency have called for Libya, torn apart by years of war and chaos, to be closed as an unsafe port for migrants. The Czech police raided the country's Football Association headquarters Friday, charging 20 people with match-fixing and corruption, prosecutors and association officials said. Quote, "The police have launched criminal proceedings against 20 people today regarding an organized crime group active in corruption to fix results of football matches," end quote, the High State Prosecutor told Reuters, confirming earlier reports by local media. The case centers on alleged match-fixing in the second and third tiers of Czech football, and according to a news website, referees are also under